going with the army?
Really good. Lucky enough that we started to look through this event about 4 years ago, and we have been doing a lot of rehearsals, races even, GPs. We did a lot of, you know, public transport from parking to the race. We have that pretty good under control. We still have some work to do, but that's going to be in the last month to make the banking for the public even higher. But the sand permits to do that, you know, even last moments to put it there and make it sure that it doesn't get a muddy place. But I'm very pleased that we were able in 3-4 years to make a nice kind of velodrome. Of course, it's not as high of a public banking as we see here in Metterlee Basin, but people will be more close to the track, and definitely I'm pleased with the result we have from the.
You'd also have to be pretty pleased with how it's all forming out with riders that are going to be riding for certain teams, because it's all looking pretty interesting. You know, Belgium have a really good chance. It's a little bit like the old 1981 story, you know, Belgium against Germany, coming against America.
Of course, it will be everybody against America. That's for sure. You know, Roger is very keen to pick up his riders, and he knows, of course, better than we know who is good in sand. And I'm quite sure he's coming with a strong team. But I have to say now, by the time comparable to 30 years ago, I think European riders have more adapted to the new style track. They're not so unfamiliar anymore with double jumps and waves and all that. So I think we are better placed now than 30 years ago.
As a Belgian, running the event with obviously a lot of stress and a lot of, you're going to be flat out, can you still, do you think you'll still be able to get into it if Belgium win, like celebrate a little bit? And no, you don't
I'm getting married next week, so this is a month before. I don't really feel stress-free even for the marriage. So, I haven't had any stress for Motocross the Nations. Of course, we have nice plans for after 6 o'clock Sunday night.
Okay, where are you getting married?
I'm getting married in Monaco on Saturday. Just very few friends, very little happening, and then we fly immediately to Belgium on the 26th to do a home party in the garden with a bigger group of friends and relax.
How excited about that? Single, well, not single, but not married for quite a long time, or not?
I've never been married, it's my first experience. So, should I get nervous about it? Can you tell me, or
I'm divorced, so yeah.
So you're married. So you have two. No. I'm
all
right.
The girl looks great, so no, you shouldn't be nervous.
But it's not about the girl. You know, it's the understanding. What we have is, we were very clear. We're getting married on Saturday, 11 o'clock, and that takes 20 minutes. And the cost of it is €5 to make the publication of our marriage, make it public, and that the €5 happening. Mm-hmm. And everything what happens after that, it's a show, it costs money, and you can upset people who were not able to get part of it. So we are very clear on that. So it's going to be really, really relaxed and no stress.
Are you pretty happy about the old marriage idea? Because obviously you don't get married for nothing.
Well, no, I have never been into the marriage idea. But unless I've met, for me, this, you know, meeting Fumi 5 years ago, never even think about that we were going to get married. But getting more into the Japanese culture and realizing the importance of a woman or a lady or a woman to have the kind of a security of marriage and yeah, even I got now 50 years old, so maybe wisdom is coming very slowly, but it got there anyway.